That was our Shaila in the Gemara Chafam and Aleph when we started the Sugya. And the Gemara tried to point the Shaf in the Sugya of Me'ila on Chafam and Beis. That the Gemara said over the Shaila that a person was living in somebody, a person took a gizbar, a person that was Mamuna on Hekdish, took a beam and put it over his sky roof, and he had Hanash of a put it from the beam. And the Gemara says over there, it did. Over there, I mean, that you have to pay, you have to, you boil the hegdish, that you boil the hegdish, you have to pay for that more. You have to pay me'ilo, you boil, you have to pay me'ilo. The Gemara says, we have arrived from here, Zenana, is that like chaser? You and Nana from hegdish, hegdish wasn't chaser or anything. The halacha is, Zenana is a like chaser, we see a chayim. So Rav Ho wanted to be arrived there. Rav Yochanan holds this halach, because when he said over this halach to Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan was shosa. He kept quiet, he didn't say anything. And seemingly, when he didn't say anything, his shtika was a hoidah to the halach, that there's a beautiful proof of the halach of Me'ila, Mar Sugya, that just like Me'ila, we saw that when a person goes and puts the beam on the roof, and his Yunana from the Shavuot Brut, he has to pay Me'ila, so too, a person lives in somebody's house, let me die, you have to pay lo yischar. And the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat. There's no right from Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan kept quiet, but to add them, Rabbi Yochanan heard this halacha, he kept quiet for a different reason, because he wasn't ashkach bay. He did not consider it that it meant anything. Because the Shmuel himself was hadar bay. But he didn't mean anything to him, the halacha. Why not? Because there's a chilek also between the halacha of Me'ila and our halacha of Me'ila. By Me'ila, the svar is a boisai that hekdish means shaloi midas, is kehedir midas, Tommy says the Gemara, that when a person is moel behekdish, it's not considered shaloi midas. And here, our shayla of the Gemara was ador b'chotzach aver shaloi midaito. Shaloi midaito. It's without the das of the Bible. And since over here, if by hekdish it is midas abayelim, therefore, it's a difference for Chalak and Yetzim Din. Now, that means to say that the Pasha Taich, that our Shiloh was Shaloi Midaito, and there we have a Shiloh, but that's what's still left of the Shiloh, what would be the Din? Shaloi Midaito. But over here, this is considered Midaito, and there there's a much stronger time to pay when it is Midaito. So the question is, obvious question that everybody. So what's the difference? The Maya said, so what, it's Midaitoi over here, what does Das make a difference in the Shaila? So Rashi commenting on this Yisoit, and over here it's different, and Hekdash is sitting with Das, Rashi says, Shani also, that we have Das Shechina. There is Das Shechina, the Shechina knows about it, the Shechina knows everything going on, and the Shechina knows that you're using Hekdash, and therefore it can't be considered Shaloi Midas, even though that the Gizbar, the Chor is the maybe that was the Havamina. You look at the Gizbar, and his Shaloi Midaitoi, but the Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the Embus, the ultimate owner of Hekdish, and he's in Cheesy, is in Shah to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom, who is the Bailim, knows about it, is Midahat Dashkina, and therefore he knows about it, says Rashi, yes, Dashkina. And therefore, that's a Chavuk in our case where the Bailim did not know about it. Now, the obvious question is that Rashi Lechoro, as well the Rishonim Lechoro, Tabin Toyin, and Rashi Toysis, all the Rishonim have a take issue with Rashi, that Lechoro Rashi did not finish off the word Lechoro. Lechoro just saying pshat, that's Dash Shechina, Lechoro is not sufficient, because just the fact that he knows about it shouldn't be enough. Meaning, if we compare it to the case of Dor B'Chatzavei, he says, okay, the guy knew about it. But the guy knowing that might not be enough to be a svar that you should pay because of that. A more of a svar that you should pay than if he doesn't know. For Kat, there's a svar to say that if he knows about it, doesn't say anything, there's a bigger svar that you should have to pay. So just knowing about it is not sufficient to say that you have to pay. And therefore, most Rishonim, when they take issue around, they say, the chur we have to hit over here, we have to say something a little bit more. Which you'll say, maybe that's what Rashi means, and that you can't do Rashi. But as we say, Rashi says what he means, but he doesn't mean what he said. And therefore, to say that's what Rashi means, we didn't say it, is meaning what he says, saying what he means, but not saying what he means. And therefore, That would be the problem with Rashi. But getting back to Rashi, Rashi just says Tashkin at all. And this Rashi seems to be sufficient with that part. And the Maisa, if you would like to give more Kipshutoi, Bechor Rashi is right. Yes, the Shemoni Midad is Midad. The David is indifferent. But at the end of the day, the Svor is missing. What would be the difference if he knows about it, but he doesn't do anything about knowing about it? And therefore, Tosfos adds over here and says, Shani Hasa the Dad that Hegdish Shemoni Midad, the Hegdish Midad, Tosfos adds, in his words, he says, Chloimar, Das Shchina Ika Shelo Yena Adam Beloy Meiva. Das Shchina is not enough. Kloima, that's the nice derech of Rashi. Rashi should have said much more. It means Das Shchina Ika, Kloima Das Shchina Ika, and the Das Shchina is Kilo. He's making a macha. The Rebbe Hirsch was making a macha against you, saying that you shouldn't be nana without being moya. Now, what does Tosfos mean is another shayla. But Tosfos is for sure saying a little bit more than we saw in Rashi, and he's saying that Das Shchina means Das, Hegdish Midas. Hegdish Midas, Das, Hegdish Midas means that by Hegdish we always have a certain Das Shchina that is being saying the Furish to you, don't have enough for my Hegdish without you having to be loyal for my Hegdish. What is that exactly? So in the Pshuta Shal Mikra, as we would learn Tosfos, how I saw Tosfos the first time in the Emes, Rabbein Yishai, the Kibbetz says this, the Furish, that together Advarim is Kilo, he's making a machah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is making a machah against everybody. Anybody who wants to be saying, don't use my Hegdish. Do not use my Hegdish. You're in trouble if you use my Hegdish. Do not use my Hegdish. It's a machah. And that should be, and if he's there, according to that Svara, that would be sufficient. Don't use it. Don't use my Hegdish. And that would be sufficient. And it could be saying, you say you'll have to pay for my Hegdish. But one second. Slow. Don't use it, and I'm making a mobile. Don't use my head. You have to pay for it if you do it. You're gonna pay for it if you do it. However, Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is a macho. That's the simple guide of Ben Yishai. Nothing more. It's a macho, and it could be stipulating conditions. I don't know. Yes, or stipulating, but he's for sure making a macho. He's protesting the fact, or at least making a macho. He made tefillah that you should not use my hegdish, and therefore, that is why it's different from the case of Dorot B'chavshu Mesh Lomidai. Dorot B'chavshu Mesh Lomidai is a cause of a case where the guy did not know about it, or if he did know, but he didn't say anything. Then we can say, Klara Shiloh, you have to pay. But if the Yisoy Advarim is Rabbi Zad, if the Yisoy Advarim is that, one second, but again, but if the Yisoy Advarim is, they made a macha, so when he makes a macha, that's a different story. The guy makes a macha, he says, I don't want you to live in my house. Squatters out, no squatters over here. Picket signs, he's standing big in front of his thing, puts a big sign, if you look in my hand, part of my house, no squatters allowed. You made a macha, so if you go in, you gotta pay for it. Our whole shot was when he did not say anything, well, even if he knew about it, he didn't say anything. So, Lechor would learn the Rabbi Yishaya, and the simple Taj of Tosfos would be that way. However, we found the Shita Megubetzes, the Shem the Rashba, or if you want to read the Rashba himself, and in the Meiri Shita, they both came along and said very, very clearly that there's much more by Meila, by the case of Shechina. So that's, we have three Madregas bets in the Fizet. We have Rashi, Das Shechina, Ika, which is very simple, just that he knows about it, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows about it. We have Tosfos, at least Tosfos, if it's simple, we understand Tosfos. And the Shaya seems to be saying that way. The Torah means that way also in Tosfos, but the Maisa that we understand that way, that it's just a macha against anybody living in my house, and that would be a difference from a case where there was no macha or he just knows about it. And the third level is a much higher level, that Das Shechina, or Das Hegdish, is a much stronger level. And that is, Kehedu Mi Das, says the Shita, B'Shem the Rashba, says the Meiri, and says the Maram, the Das HaToysus, he understands in Toysus himself, and that's the Kamanas Toysus, even though we said we could learn Toysus differently, but he learns the Pshat in Toysus, that Toysus means to say that it's Ki'ilu, you stipulated clearly with the guy, you told him clearly, you stipulated, you made it from his Le'imo, you made it tonight with him, a condition with him, that if you want to live in my house, you will have to pay for it. And he will, not only seems to be that he's accepted that on himself, so much so that the Nech Nachlus Dovid understands the Pshan Doz Rishonim. I don't know if it's booked that way either, but the Nachlus Dovid understands Pshan Doz Rishonim, that Kehedu Midas is not going on the Bailiff. The enemy Gaza is going on the guy who lives in the house. It's Kilo he was Makabal Midaito, the Tanai, the condition that that the Bible made. That's how far it went. You know, you were his the emo, he was Makabal the Tanai. Kehedir Midas, that's what Mahstov Lord Channel is showing him. Kehedir Midas means not the Bible, that the Bible knows about it, Megamachov. Kehedir Midas means going on the. It's going on the door boy. That the door boy, Kilo he was masking. But it's not the payment, that's very, very simple. That's for sure you have to pay.
Just like by Hegdish,
that's Hegdish. Just like by Hegdish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you accepted the Torah, and Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Makabal the Torah, accepted the Makabal the Torah, and since you accepted the Torah, and you wanted the Torah, that I heard about from a Mendel Weinbaum, it's from 25 years ago, when I was there, he said, Mordechai Toysin says, that Mordechai says in, what's it called, that, verses in Shabbos, Hashem lifted the Haki Higgis, and he said, Matem HaKalas HaTorah, Mutvim Lov Shom Teik Vaz. What is Shom? Tote, what's called? What's Shom? So he said, oh, but it was Zom Shai, maybe. I remember the food ringing in my ears. It stays exhorted to him, saying, oh, Shom means in every generation, wherever you are, if you know, there's the Haki Higgis, we have to know, in all the generations, we're Shai to the Kabbalah. In Chai Tishom, we don't have Torah, it's Shom Teik for us over here, in that generation, in that century, wherever you are. It's either Torah or it's Chas V'Shalom, there's no Chayim. And Shom, not Bo. Shom, wherever you will be. But anyway, not Bo. A lot of guys are holding by Shom right now, not Bo. But anyway, the kids are, but anyway, but Lamai said, at the end of the day, that's the Mahalach of the Be'iri, of the Rajba, and of the Maram, the Das HaTois. And the Nachlas David, he goes to town over here, and you figure that that's all. But he goes into the Sugi Beish Tan, and he says that Gemara is Yisoyed over here. He says that the Chayra, the second Shita, this Shita that we just mentioned before, is the Chayra, the right Shita. The Sugi makes a lot of sense, and I think it's the right Shita. And I saw someone bring down. Let's say the Nachas Dor, but it's Maisa. Nachas Dor, I think, brings down the Halacha. He passed like the Shita, and I think he said. I saw this. Lamaise, then we love passing like the Shita, and Lamaise, yeah, Kumbetuma, Shekei Shomati Ma'adoni Moir V'Rabi, Mechayim V'Lozhin, Mechayim V'Chosin, the last Hilch is a Ka'a Tur, we know about, because the Tur Paskins like Toysvis, like Rabbeinu Yishaya, the Toysvis, and it's enough to make a Macha. It's enough to make a Macha, all you do is make a Macha. That's it, you don't have to, you don't have to stick it, as long as you make a Macha, the Macha is about to pay your Chayim. Our Shiloh is when you didn't make a Mechah, you didn't do anything. But once you want to make a Mechah, it's enough that so passes the door, and so sees the Shulchan Aruch. Well, the Maisa, he has a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim V'Lozhin, the Nachos Dovid. The Halacha is not like this tour, because the Nachos Dovid ties the right sheet in the Sugya is the Rajba, the right sheet is the Meiri, and the right sheet is the Maram, and that's the Toysis. That they said that the Das Hegdit is being stipulated at time before it, because what does a Mechah help? What does a Mechah help? At the end of the day, with all the machos, all the things that you say, screaming, picket signs, no squatters, very nice. But the guy lived there already, and he wasn't machas to you, so what is he paying? What are you being conveyed right now? What are you being conveyed?
It's kind of obvious. You're
not chaser. Where is he chaser? He's not going to rent it out.
He's never going to rent it out.
The last 80 years, he's never rented out this dira. He never once rented out.
He held any house in Chassid.
He made a shvur d'oraisa.
He's showing his house is for sale.
I will never rent this house out ever. Ever. He made a shvur. He told his wife, Beatrice, of blessed memory, he promised that he will never rent out this house. He has a big picture of her in the front room next to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he thinks maybe they're both alive. But anyway, at the end of the day, he promised Beatrice he's never renting it out. He goes in his thing. Beatrice on my deathbed, he said, Beatrice, one thing I promise you, I will never rent out our famous house over there. I'm going to go live in our other six homes, and that home I will never touch. A guy comes in and squats over there. He puts big signs out. How can you do this to Beatrice? Here's a big picture of Beatrice with her hat. She wears a hat. She wore a hat to shul, which was the young Israel. And he says, don't do this to Beatrice. A big sign. Don't go into my home. Very nice. He's never renting it out. What were you mechasin? What are you protecting off from? What are you mechasin? If he stipulated tonight with you, and you were makabal tonight, and I don't understand, But it holds that Hussein Malik Dalit, to me, it's Nira Avada, the only way the body has to pay is to be to know him with the guy. And if you live in my house, you're going to pay for it. It's a chasm tonight. You start making my chon, what are you being to bear for? What are you being to bear for? And after Dalit, he asked even more that Lamai said it's the only way to learn Pshat over here. Because what was the Shabbat type of the Gemara if you don't learn that way? And then he got Birusha. The Pirush of Kama, the Kama, they said, Hamachor, what was the Haman of Revo? We wanted him to down with the Hekish. Mishnah, we wanted him to down with the Mipshad, we wanted him to down with the Hekish, which we thought was only Machor, and the Maskona was more than Machor, it's people his name. And therefore, it's very Gishma, but according to us, what was the Haman in that? How can you compare that? It's very mean, it's very Moichon, Chol Apochus. What was the Haman in? Mishnah, according to the Pshat, that we'll learn, that the Maskona is, that you made it, Kiwi made it tonight with him. So now he didn't have him, the Shabbat had the Gemara. The Avin was that we compared to Dorba Chatz Chavesh when he died, it means it was just a Machor. Just a Machor. And a Machor in Dalach is when Dorba Chatz Chavesh when he died, you don't have to pay. If you do have to pay, you don't have to pay. The Tazan Gemara is much more than a Machor. It's here, it's Kilo, you stipulate. Very good. But according to the Svar, the Avin was that it's only a Machor. The Maskon is, oh, Hegdish is a Machor. So what was the Havin mean? It's not even a Machor. What is it? What's a Machor? What's the machor? So what changed in Haman Maskon? Haman was machor. The answer is Hegdish is different. You know why? It's a machor. Very good. Now I understand the Shabbatai. Machor, machor, the Shabbosa. What's going on? Hey, now it's not a Pliya Tzumba. How was the Haman here? And also, yes, the Kashi, what's this one? Machor, there was no Chosin. So Hussein learns in Nachas David in the Shibta Sassoon. So he says, at the end of the whole shtickle, he says, "Shame, Rab, Roivu, Rab, Chai, Belozhin." I think I heard that the law is not like the tour. Machor is not enough. The Yeshu is still in the fridge of the bay, but it's not like halach. The tour is loy like halach. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. The tour Shulchan Aruch also see passing that way. It's loy halacha. We don't pass in this tour. He says, "The fridge tour in Shulchan Aruch. I think it's in the fridge also, but I don't get the tour." So you have like, I have a kapah of my Rebbe. We don't pass it. We pass like the Rajba. Even the Shulchan doesn't pass in the halacha. If it happens, the person goes from his house. The guy makes picket signs. Right. Because the morning. The kids are so staggered about these kashes. And at the end of the day, he says, you don't pass in the halacha. Right? Not just a very nice topo sheet. Halacha, the don't pass like. Unbelievable. Oh, so like this. Be'etzem, the handle the shiles of the Nachlis David. So Be'etzem, there were those in Yeshiva that I already kind of yesterday in Yeshiva, but also on some of the Bachrim, this morning kind of egg, Shmar, the Chayra, the answer to the choice is, the Chayra, what does Machor help, as Nachlis David says, the Ma'am Maisi, you want a Machasa. So the Maisa, Be'etzem, there was a Svar that was mentioned, that Be'em is Toys Lishikasa, and Lishikasa, especially if you learn Toys that way. Toys in town, because that we learned the Shikosu and the Sugya. The commenting answer many, many different shahs, and that's in kind of right, all cultural, and they answer many different shahs and moving the way in Toys. And Toys is the sinner, and I think the Yeshua Kappa learned that way, Toys earlier. The Toys seems to learn that the Yisoid has Svara of the Sugya, it's not the end of the Chosu, it's the Svara of that the MS, you have to pay for your Hanma. That's the Svara. Trust me, if you want a Machasi the guy, so the Chosu is the Svara of Koyfin, I'll be the story. The Svara of Koyfin, I'll be the story. That the mice at the end of the day, the uncle, the mice, he lived in your house, okay. You say he lived in your house. And he was nana, okay, he's nana. Say that. But why are we told you? If you want your hand off. So we tell the guy, very nice, but the mice at the end of the day, don't be a stone man. Don't be a stone man. You know, it's not right. You didn't lose anything. Why don't you be a stone man? It's the mice, it could be, we could say a smart, it could be a smart. That's all come down to that he already lived there. The guy lived there. He lived in my house already. And the mice said, come after now, I want to collect on the spot. Okay, don't be stolen. The mice said, before you go down to the house, it could be a pickup sign, no squires, I don't want anybody coming in. It could be a very strong story to say. That there's no one to in the story, which is okay. My choice is to say that the mice, at the end of the day, that I can have a guy to go down the chachil to my house. And if you say that, why? He went in already. You could have picked up a sign, but this is still a story. It could be that, like what we see in some of the behavior. that this is for to say that when I make a mafo, I'm saying that this thing has value to me. To me, it has value. To me, I want to rent it out. To me, it has value. I have value in this thing, and I'm making mafo that I want to take rent for that. So there's no clue I'm in the story. Heard I'm in the story, it would be a slow that if I said, at the end of the day, you didn't care. Because the Maizu didn't say anything, made kara. When a guy says something, made kara. I'm saying, you going into my house, I don't want you to do something against my rotzoin in the house. I don't want you to take over my Bibles in the house. And to me, it's worth money. The Moshav, the behavior is key. God is always the maker. I think that would mean, you see, the smart seems to be saying it's for also. The smart seems to be saying it's for also. The bias is over the maker. Because I'm kind of covering this house right now. But I want to say all the covenants are to me the story. I'm going to say so much. It's not my mother's God. The covenants are to me the story. If I'm, I say, make up, I put a picket sign. I don't want you going to my house without paying for it, even if you didn't even cover it tonight. That could be the machor also. I don't want you going to the house because I don't want you to pay for it. So the Melod, there's no svar of covenant. You want me to story over here. Story means could be a svar of, but I didn't make a machor, I didn't say anything. So we said, okay, you could have prevented it, but you didn't prevent it. But yeah, I want to prevent it. You went to the house without my reshuts. So it could be the svara, but you don't need a svara over here. I think it's very shlish. The melo could be that's a svara in the shita's heart. On the mice, even if we don't go cover me the story, even that svara, we could say also another gather over here, Bisa. And this could be the machloikas between Machus David and these Rishonim and Toises. And that is that the mice, we had a big machloikas earlier, Bisa, in the svara of Toises said by Zel Loin Nana and Zel Chosef. Zel loy nene v'zel chaser. What's the svara? Toys said by Zel loy nene v'zel chaser. Toys said the svara that is the svara that Yechayim did ocha of the svara of Chabeira. Toys is holding Taka Fortin to defend. But the Rosh said the svara that Yechayim did ocha of the svara of Chabeira. Then Pshat is that I have a chaser over here, and you. So we have a machloikas beemes between the. We have a machloikas between the Birka Shmuel and the Simon Yedalit. And the Rav Shimon Shkok had a lump shot. Rav Shimon learned that it didn't mazik to get in. You mazik. So the choir, you need a din of chaser in order to. Because you mean chaser, that's not mazik. Just the pshat is when you offer us when we get Rav Shimon was mazik. You're eating by how you're usually preventing for someone to go in. That's only if the pshat is that you're preventing someone from going in. But over here, we're not preventing someone from going in. You're not mazik. That's not for story, so you're not mazik. But she ain't king. According to the Birka Shmuel, there was a svar to say that you're paying for the Hanah. It's a svar of Hanah. The pshat is Hanah. It's a kind of a mamoni gamah. That the pshat is that when you go into my house, and use my house, and the maisa, okay, the maisa you weren't going to rent anyway, but you called me a chaser, so this mamon, this is his home, right? So if you have any Hanah, I can ready to be too maybe. That's what we wanted to tie in the Rosh. Toys is I'm not that way. Well, my answer could be this is the Machlokes and Svarah Batsa. So that the Pshat is a Zay. When I go ahead and make a Machlokes against you, I go ahead and stick as big as always. So the Pshat is that I'm stipulating that this is worth money to me right now. I'm stipulating that this thing is worth money to me. That is worth money. Stamas, I went to the house. And the Machlokes didn't say anything to make a Machlokes. So it held. The Ben Yishaya and those we showed the tour that the Maisa at Shomashal Dol, they didn't make any machon yet. The Maisa not showing that this property has a din that means money to me. But if I make a machon for you going in, I don't want you to go in without paying for me. I don't want anybody to use my house. So if I make that machon, it could be that I'm stupid that this is worth money for me to use it. The mayor then I have a tzvi on you, I'm a money gabbah. That shot is that this thing is worth money. I'll be koyveya through the machor. That this thing is worth money. Now you have to pay for the nana. So be'echanam, you don't need the chesaron. The chesaron up till now is only a pshat. Not because you need the chesaron. Now it's dover. Oh hell, you have to have the chesaron. Because all chesroinoi, you have to be all chesroinoi. But by the Maisa, at the end of the day, if you don't have a chisaron, so there's a taina of well, Maisa, at the end of the day, you want mechasim, a chaser. But we can say, no, that's not the Gedo HaTorah. Gedo HaTorah is you paying al tano, just calls man that he wasn't the galidas. So you stam in nene, you stam in nene. Remember, Rabbi Yalei, both of his mouth. You stam in nene. But once I was the galidas, through a tzvia, through a machol, through a taina, I was the galidas. That this has a din of moment to me, it's worth money to me. So Mela, then it's a time of a money double. You have to give me back to my dad's.
Why is it dinner for money?
Because I'm telling you, I don't want you to live in my house without paying for it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to live in my don't be mishtash my chafotze. I'm a gal, why not mishtash chafotze? Because it's mine. And if I live there for the value, and if I have this value, at least I'll pay for the chafetz. I don't want you being in my house, mishtash my chafotze. I'm a gal that I don't want you. That's enough for the gilu. The gilu that if you go in, you have to get.
Why do you need the gilu? That should be the standard. All houses, people are meicha. Why do you need him to say,
you know,
oh, I don't want to go in?
You didn't make a machos. We say menchana. It could be that maybe he doesn't care, or it's not as important. Maybe he goes squatters out. I don't want people living in my house. So pshat is that I'm valuing that the shtamshes are being goes my shtamshes. You goes on the shtamshes. You take using the shtamshes. That goes on. Are you using my shtamshes? I'm being convinced that this shtamshes is worth to me. That's why I make a machor that. Like Lashon, the mail that has a deal of money. The mail is very shmagel for you. That he has an after Torah talking kasha. Beautiful. But the kavim of the Gemara was it was stam like a dinan. Stam a dinan. But here the pshat is that the pshat is that you convey through the fact that you make a machor that it has a din like my money gavon. I mean, it's a tefias moment on you. It's a mamash a tefias moment on you. Mele MK is a tefias moment. So avada, that's why machor is enough. Hashem AK in the point of Nachos Bavli, he's thinking of what it has to be a chesaron. It's all totally chesaron. He shows a chesaron because that's what we're mazi. Well, only that whatever we get him off the chesaron, it was only with a mamash chesaron. So it has to be mamash chesaron, so that's not what we're done. There's no for the mazi, end of the day. I hope my coach was not chesaron. He holds the gedo of the zenner of the chos that you have to pay is because of chesaron. If the only way you can pay is if your mamash stipulated you and you makabel the tanai, it's very shmak. The Nachos Bavli goes so far and says that his kill he was makabel the tanai. That we didn't even see in the Rishonim. That's what he said. He goes, the Hekdesh Midas means that the Hekdesh Midas means the Dorvoy. It's his Das. That we didn't even find. It's Mamish a whole contract you made. Nevada, the answer was on Mamish. Because you made a contract, he's renting out the dealer. But if you start making a machon, holds enough his dog, that's not his local son. Nevada, there's no son. Maybe that Mech had to pay, but then Mele could be. Again, you see, either we can learn the machloek disease, I'll start from the stone, do that as far, or as far as even if we don't call it out of the stone, the shah's money you pay, but then it'll cost it. What's the svar to pay? The shah is that the svar over here, that machon makes the chasaran, that's what he understood, that the din of the das has to make the chasaran, that's the only svar you have, body have to pay, but stop nanning out that the subject of the gemara. Well, no, what we're saying, the pemish, you always have to pay for that. The stam nanning was a shayla, but once. The etzim I was megala das through a machol megala das. At this ishtamsh, I'm answering my ishtamsh my house, and I don't want you to go into my house. And that gila das showing that this has value to me. Don't use my house as value. Ishtamsh has value to me. You mainly have to pay, and mainly that would come out the din omo. The ma'is it still needs to be viewed different rashi. This would be the mahalat to understand. Different atoysvis. Machlokes the choice of sin of the Yeshaya, he has an apostle of his kashas, everything will be betrayed. But why is it? Rashi still needs beer. In this halacha of the Rashi holds that Dash Hacha Hosu on the Dash Dash Dino, that's what Rashi said. The Hosu of this Dash Dino was the one that there is Dash Dino. So Lemaisa, I wanted to say maybe it could be that Rashi goes to Shitasa in the Sugya, maybe there's a Hamahal for Rashi to Shitasa in the Sugya, that the Yisoid of Mi'ila, like Rashi, the Sugya, we see many Rashi that way, is the Yisoid of Shim. That's in the Kama Rashi's in the Sugya, that Mi'ila, the Yisoid of Mi'ila is different from the Reinadin of Gezel, as we had before, Tosfos has a Kasha on Rashi. The Tosfos says that Rashi says that if you build it into the binyan, so it becomes a Rashi says if you build the beam into the building, So Rashi's mashma, even if you didn't do anything to the beam, just built it in, you conveyed the building, that would be enough to make me'ila, even without having a noah. The Torah says, that's why, it's a shina, a chazba b'yasa. The shina goes back with b'yasa, a shina chazba b'yasa. Rabbi Nichol's gzeila is no good. So we retire to the mashma, the Torah says, goes to the shikasa. The Torah says, holds. The death of me'ila is a gzeila the gedir. Gzeila the gedir. And if the Torah says, the gedorm of gzeila are, that it can't be chazba b'yasa. Shekein Rashi, we want to learn that the Yisod of Megillah ain't Megillah el Shino. It's a Shino. In the Shad of the Das Ha'ayim. So holds Rashi the Yisod again of Megillah. For Rashi, the Shikoso holds very Shmach. And even though in Hilchus Gzeila, it wouldn't be enough, a Shina Chayz of Yos wouldn't be enough. But Lagavi Yos Megillah, any Shino that you do with Das Ha'ayim is enough. So it could be, maybe, Ulai is going to say, but that's the Pshad of the Rashi. Shana of the Yisod Dashkina, that means the Pshad is the Dashkina. What do you mean the Dashim? The Kosh Baruch knows about it, and in other words, the Pshat that you're being Mishana Das Bailim. You're Mishana Das Bailim. The Das Bailim is, it doesn't, the Kosh Baruch doesn't want to be happy, and you're going to be Mishana Das Bailim. So it could be Rashi also holds that as long as we know, that just like by Obadiah, by the case of Medina, that the Yisrael Advarim is a Kosh Baruch knows about it, and he doesn't want, obviously, the Das of Kosh Baruch, you're going there and do something Kineged Daito. That's the Pshat. You don't do something Kineged Daito. So the Pshad is Rabbi Zayin. Could be that's what Rashi also holds is together by over here by the case of Dor B'chatzah Chaver. Dor B'chatzah Chaver Shabbat Midaito Rashi holds that the guy doesn't know about it and he, but Kehedu Midas Rashi learns Pshad is that Zeshini Das Baila Zeshini Midas Baila, that's what it is. Just like by Hegel Zeshini Das Baila. You try what you get Dikad Das Baila Shabbat knows about him being Mishan Daito. That's what it means. That Ki'ilo, we have a Ki'ilo Das, that the Shino Das Bailam. That's the Yisod. Rashi, the Dor B'chatzah Chaver Shloim Midaito means that the Pshat is that we don't know he cares about. But Midaito means that the Shino Das Bailam over here. So it could be, according to Rashi, it's also a Gedder of Machor, but that's not the Iki Gedder. The Gedder is that the Bailam not Merutza. The Bailam is not Merutza with the fact. So it could be that that's the Pshat, he's Bailam not Merutza, that he's living in his house. The Pshtar is that he only found about later. Let me die to him, he's only found about later. But the Pshtar is according to Rashi, if the Bailam knew about it, Shas Maisa, and it was a Shinu Das Bailam, that the Bailam, as well as my heel, is a Shinu Das Bailam, and if I'm doing something connected to Rosh and the Bailam right now, if the Pshtar is that as long as the Bailam knows about it, and it's a Shinu Das Bailam, it's connected to Das Bailam, according to Rashi, that's enough to pay for that law. The whole Shad of Rosh and Shalom, he died, the truth of Shalom is, that we don't know Das Bailam right now. There is no Das Bailam. The Bible doesn't know about it. But if there's a Das Bailam, if there's a Das Bailam, and it's a Shinoi Das Bailam, the Bailam, you're going to connect the Das Bailam over here. But Das Bailam doesn't want it. It could be with Megali, it could be Hena Machot. That's not the Iku. According to Rashi, it's a Shinoi Das Bailam, this mindset. So Meila, meaning clearly it wasn't Megali Das, only later he found out. So then, that's the Shah of Dor B'chatzah Shalom Yidayim. But if Yishayas B'shas the way in this out, the Bible knew about it, and there was a Shinu Das Bailam, the Bible doesn't want, as long as the Bible doesn't want you to be learned from Hegdash, and the Maisa says a Shinu Das Bailam, so too over here, there's a Shinu Das Bailam, the Bible knows that he doesn't want you to live there. He doesn't want you to be in the house. So if the Bible didn't want you in the house, make Kara. He didn't want you in the house, make Kara. And you lived in the house, according to Rashi, that would be enough. Ulai. It could be it's a Gedder of Machor. I'm not going to say what the exact Gedder. But it could be the Gedder Machor, but the Gedder is the Shinu Das Bailim Meikara. So they are going to Rashi, it could be the Shitas Rashi would hold, and that's what your case about, you have to pay. That's not Ashayla. Ashayla is the Shalom Yidaitis that the Baal didn't know about and only found about it later. No one found about it later, there's Ashayla of maybe you don't have to pay for it because Lamai Chosra. But if the Baal knew about it and the Baal Taka was upset, he doesn't want it. He's back in Shalom Yidaitis. When he knew a Meikara, could be the etzel fact that he knows about it, and he doesn't want it, and you're being Mishana Das Bailim, you have to pay for a non such a case, and that's not the Shabbos, and that's not the Shabbos.